Out of many of the proposals Governor Patrick made in his State of the State address, an increase in transportation and infrastructure spending in particular struck a chord in the Berkshires. The governor's specific mention of connecting Pittsfield to New York City with commuter rail service was great news to Pittsfield State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier.
That north-south rail line would make a very big impact on the Berkshires.
Earlier this week, the governor laid out a more detailed plan for improving transportation infrastructure, which included the commuter rail plans, as well as a significant increase in funding for the state's regional transit authorities. Nat Carnes, executive director of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, said that improving bus transportation along with the rail expansion would have an enormous impact on the Berkshires.
We're a region that struggles economically, have ever since manufacturing started to pull back in the 1970s. From an economic development strategic standpoint, it is a critical need.
State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli, who represents the Southern Berkshires, also agreed with the governor's proposals for improving transportation.
Our transportation system as a whole is in deplorable shape, and we need to make some investments, what he says, for the 21st century. And in that regard, I agree.
Nat Carnes illustrated the need by highlighting the state of the county's bridges.
Bridges alone, just bridges in Berkshire County, we estimate there may be a backlog of about $200 million in bridges that are deficient and need substantial work.
But in order to pay for these improvements, the governor's proposal of a 1% hike in the state's income tax will be certainly called into question. Representative Pignatelli said that he's looking forward to a debate, but also said that he can't make any assumptions on how the changes in the tax code will affect the region until the governor releases his full fiscal year 2014 budget.
Now the debate is going to be, how do we pay for it and how much is it going to cost? And that's where we really have to, I'm eagerly waiting to see what his budget looks like next week with the particulars of this. And we're going to have a good, healthy debate over the next few months. I'm looking forward to it.
Representative Bouvier said that she would consider a possible restoration of tolls on the first six exits of the Mass Pike if that money went to local transportation infrastructure.
On people who drive the western part of the state, I think it's somewhere around 80% that actually aren't Massachusetts residents. And so while we pay the tolls on their roads when we drive on their states, they're not paying the toll on our roads. And so I am very open to the idea of having tolls collected in the western part of the state. I would be much, much more open to it if the money collected and were actually able to stay in the region.
Representative Bouvier said that she too will be looking forward to the debate after the governor unveils his budget. She also said that she was glad to see the governor take bold steps in addressing the needs of the Commonwealth. In his address, the governor also called for significant advancements in education spending. Although he acknowledged that Massachusetts schools are some of the best in the country, he also said that, quote, achievement gaps persist and that they will until we go deeper, unquote. To help close the achievement gaps, the governor said that he plans to make further investments in reading proficiency. John Bissell is a founder and partner with Pittsfield Promise, a group dedicated to boosting reading scores in third graders in the Berkshire region.
Our school system, our students in Massachusetts are more successful than most throughout the nation, but we all know that having 60% of our kids reading at grade level throughout the Commonwealth and even fewer than that reading at grade level in Pittsfield is simply not acceptable. And it's the key to our long-term economic future is to get kids on track as young as possible.
In his speech, the governor said he wanted to make early childhood education available to all, and that included ending the waiting lists for income eligibility early childhood care. John Bissell of Pittsfield Promise says that's essential.
That is tremendously good news for all families in the Commonwealth, for all families in Pittsfield, for all families in Berkshire County. It's just really going to help lift up our communities as more and more families are able to take advantage of these programs.
In his speech, the governor also mentioned that he would like to see increased funding for K-12 education. He noted that every gateway city, which includes Pittsfield, Holyoke, and Springfield, should have a middle school with a longer school day. And the governor also noted that he would like to see more investments in public colleges. Mary Grant is the president of the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams.
Right here at MCLA, I look at the work we're doing with our students, the commitment to a high-quality, affordable liberal arts education, the work of the Berkshire Compact. It's exciting to begin a dialogue about investment and about treating higher education not as an expense but an investment.
Grant said she was in support of the governor's proposal to invest more in the Mass Grant Scholarship Program to help families pay for college. Ellen Kennedy, president of Berkshire Community College, also recognized Governor Patrick's call for more investment in public schools. The Patrick Murray administration has made recent investments in public schools, including the capital bond bills, which at BCC has allowed for the renovation of two aging buildings on its Pittsfield campus, and they've helped MCLA open a new science center. But Ellen Kennedy said that for a region like the Berkshires, a community college plays a pivotal role in partnering with schools like MCLA to help students advance and be able to find jobs in their region.
And having the possibility of additional funds to improve our infrastructure can only improve workforce opportunities for the Commonwealth. So we believe this would be have only positive outcomes for the Commonwealth at little pain or suffering to the rest of us as citizens in supporting it.
And Mary Grant says that through the budgeting process, she hopes the governor's proposals remain intact.
I think the predominant quote by lots of folks today was the devil's in the details. And so certainly an encouraging framework, touching the bases, and an important investment, which we have to make if we're going to stay competitive and if we're going to have wonderful, rich opportunities for all of our citizens.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.